About Tavikekarupa by Baba Prakash, Rub all the clouds, shoulder your dreams, our nations of Krishna, the Guna Avatar, the Leela Avatar, so many wonderful examples. And at the same time, because he saw us as our little children, he would always try and encourage us that we're coming up in Krishna consciousness and that we're doing services to him. Even though everything was his mercy, and he was just dragging us to his lotus feet from the realms of hellish Maya. For example, he was explaining that although Om Purna Madaha Purna Midam Purna Purna Mudachate Purna Purna Madaya Purna Meva Vishishate, the Supreme Lord is perfect and complete. And because he's completely perfect, all emanations from him, just like this physical world, are perfectly a perfect complete whole. Although so many complete units, innumerable universes emanate from him, he remains a complete balance. 1 + 1 = 1, 1 - 1 = 1. And then to encourage, very encouraging to me, nothing but an immoral living, he said, just like our Jadarani, she is doing so many paintings, but she has not finished. So then, besides very beautiful lectures, which are now becoming, which have now become so many books. Just early this morning, Bhakti Bhattacharya from Orissa came and said, where can I get a copy of Prabhupada's volumes of this Bhagavad Gita lecture? So all of his lectures are in very beautiful books. Hundreds and hundreds of volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam lectures, Bhagavad Gita lectures, Srimadacharya Charitamrita lectures. So Srila Gurudev, because Guru is one, and as Srila Gurudev said, I am his only real successor. He is Bhakti Vedanta, and I am Bhakti Vedanta. And no one in the world can love him as much as I do. So similarly, just as Srila Prabhupada has all of his lectures in the form of books, last year in Russia, Srila Gurudev ordered that all of his morning walks from every year and all of his darshans from every year be turned into books. He said it would be very beneficial to the world. So now I'd like to discuss how these two gurus are done in terms of book publication and book distribution. In the beginning, Srila Prabhupada had a press in his very first ISKCON temple down in the Lower East Side Bowery where all the bums live, which is about as big as Srila Gurudev's Vyasasthan, one of those cranking presses. And we used to print Srila Prabhupada's Back to Godhead magazine. And it was a stencil press. So I would make the first ISKCON drawing on those stencils. So the first one I did was Krishna stealing the garments of the gopis. And I copied it from one of those Vita Press Kama prints. And our first editor, Roy Ramadas, got the explanation of that picture from Vita Press of Gorakhpur. That actually this picture is symbolic, this theme is symbolic, and what it really means is that everyone should stand naked before the impersonal absolute. So that went from the back to Godhead, but it wasn't quite distributed, we were still collating it. And then Rai Rama sent Prabhupada some advanced copies. And Prabhupada wrote back a letter, I came to this Western world just to defeat that nonsense Mayavada philosophy and to establish that Krishna's pastimes are the highest reality, especially Krishna's pastimes for the gopis are the highest reality. And in your putting this Mayavada philosophy in my magazine, it should be immediately ripped out of every book, which it was. He wanted pictures in his books, just as Srila Gurudev does, but he wrote us that Krishna's philosophy should be illustrated, but it should be illustrated according to the parampara revelation of the Absolute Truth. And when I wouldn't do it like that, like I did a Radha Leela painting, with third canto Sri Srimad Bhagavatam, which unfortunately was printed before his God, and Srila said it should be ripped out of every book, because Krishna's hair was very long, wild and flowing, and so was the gopis. And Prabhupada said, she has made them just like a hippie plaything, but she has built as a hippie. Then in 1969, in his Boston temple, he got a bigger press. This press was maybe half the length of this room, the width of the room. And Srila Prabhupada was very pleased there. He said, as soon as he saw the press, he fell down flat and offered his obeisances to his Guru Maharaj with Jaya and Vishnu Pai, Paramahansa Parikrajakacharya. And then he said that my Guru Maharaj wanted books printed over anything else, except, of course, loving bhajan. We are doing this to the best of ability, of our ability, and we are receiving benefits beyond our results, beyond our expectations. At that time, Prabhupada told the printer, to the devotees who were working at the printing press, you should keep this printing press as clean as glass, and then it will last a long time. He said, this press is my heart. And then the devotees called out, no, Prabhupada, well, this press is the heart of this son. So they said, no, Prabhupada, you're the heart of this son. So Prabhupada said, but this press is my heart. And then he said, I want books now to come out very, very quickly. I'm going to dictate 10 pages a day on the dictaphone. Then I'll give it to the editors in Boston. They will type it. For 2 days, they get to type it and be the first editing. The second editor should also take 2 days. Then the Sanskrit editor should put in the diacritics for 2 days. And then at that time, there was no computer. There was the in between the typewriter and the computer, the composer. It was called the composer. So the composers get 2 days. The artists, there were three of us artists at that time. The first artist will lay in the colors. The second artist, that was me, will develop it. And the third artist will put in the details. So each get 2 days. So whereas each painting takes 6 days to complete, every 2 days, a new painting is coming out, so in Prabhupada's book. So he said, in that way, I will have 15 tapes turned into manuscripts once a month, and that 300 pages every 2 months, I want a book to come out, so that after 10 years, I'll have 60 volumes of books, which actually happened by his power. Around 1974, and everything that's happening with Gurudev is exactly the same. Just as Prabhupada had a dream with Chaitanya Charitamrita Marathon of 17 volumes of books in 2 months, that if he'd already made 3 volumes of the first 3 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita, then he wanted the rest of the 15 volumes to be made in 2 months, plus the 2 volumes of the 5th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. And when he was telling the devotees on the morning walk that I want 17 volumes in 2 months, the devotee said, that's impossible, Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in the Foolish Dictionary. And by his power, it was actually done. So Gurudev is the same way. A couple of weeks before this temple was opened, a few years ago, Srila Gurudev called the artist, and he said, I want Bhashti leaves on the front and the back done by your team, which is a totally impossible task. 35 big Bhashti leaves with line drawings, tone sketches, color sketches, graphic sketches, so many things. And then, about 2 weeks later, we had a month to do it, about 2 weeks later, we weren't able to go on the curriculum, but we brought the computer to show Gurudev in Mathura as the pictures were being developed so that he can give any direction. I said, Gurudev, if you would have just told us a few weeks earlier, we would have a better chance to get them done on time. But he's just like Prabhupada. He gave us this very strenuous and intense marathon. He gave us 17 volumes in 2 months, And he gave us 35 big bhakti in 1 month. So Gurudev said, yes, he is Bhakti Vedanta, and I am also Bhakti Vedanta. I am no less than him. So in 1954, just like the Srila Gurudev, the Srila Prabhupada's book, there was a lot of controversy. Who are these books for? So many of these authors were working at this conference. It was called this conference by Prabhupada before he later named it Bhakti Vedanta Book Fair. So the editors and typesetters were saying that these books, especially Prabhupada, was just coming out with Adiyoga Chapter 7, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discussion with Prakashananda Saraswati, looking at the absolute truth of this personal, proving Shakti Parinamba, and completely destroying Shankaracharya's Vivartavada philosophy, very, very high level Siddhanta. So, Prabhupada wanted just that chapter to come for mass distribution. So the devotees are arguing that Srila Prabhupada's book, Majjhavila, Anjhavila, they're only for scholars. They should only be distributed, or printed rather, in small numbers, just for the devotees. Does that sound familiar? So I wrote to Prabhupada and asked him, is this true? And Prabhupada wrote, no, all my books are meant for all classes of people. And Srila Gurudev, Prabhupada's successor, the same thing happened, the same controversy. So in the Fiji airport, I asked Gurudev that the devotees are saying that your simple, small books, like Way of Love, are meant for mass distribution, and your books like Brahma Samhita and Vajra Rahasya are meant only for the seasoned devotees. So immediately Gurudev said, no, all my books for all people, all for all. So then I quoted the devotees to Gurudev and I said, the devotees think the books might as well be written in Chinese. Because there's so much Sanskrit verses and sounds that it's impossible for the Western audience to understand. So Gurudev said, no, all for all. If the books just get in their hands, then my mission is accomplished. Similarly, in 1996, the same controversy, and Ramana from England and I went to Gurudev and said, so are these books for just for advanced devotees, like they and me? And Gurudev said, why? There's nothing left in there. Somebody will put them in their Elmira, and then somebody else who has the degrees will get them. So Prabhupada and Gurudev are the same, or one. Prabhupada said at the end of his Chaitanya Charitamrita, at the end of his writing of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the last thing he wrote in his Chaitanya Charitamrita is that all this has come under the inspiration of my Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If he was physically present today, he would find this as a great source of jubilation, a great festival. But even though he's not physically present, I know that he's very pleased. So I request all my disciples who are determined to help me in my mission that they will see that all these books go to religionists, scholars, students, professors, and all people in general. Similarly, to the Gurudev said, he says all over the world, in every festival, that I want all my whole book table empty. If you don't empty my book table, then I will think you are not your devotees. And Srila Prabhupada's time, all the youngsters, the teenagers, they gave up their teenage enjoyment and went to the seaports, airports, malls, and shops to distribute his books. But my devotees are not so qualified. And one last thing, I told Srila Gurudev that when Srila Prabhupada told us to stop everything and preach his mission and everything would come, we all jumped out of our seats and watched him go in the middle of his lectures because it was so exciting. It was too good to be true. But we find that your disciples, we tell them that Krishna will send money from the sky. Don't worry about money, just go out and preach. Krishna will take care of everything. But they're shy to do this. They don't believe it. So Gurudev said, then I was saying, you say that to a girl with a shot through. Money will shower from the sky. So Gurudev said, okay, then sit down, put their sorry clothes, put bangles all up their arms, and just go into the kitchen. So he wants everybody to spread the mission. He said, give your love to Krishna and Odessa. Give all your love to Krishna, but give your love to all living entities. Otherwise, if you're not preaching, just doing what you consider bhajan, and that's selfishness. He said, give your love to all living entities, not to manipulate them, but to be just like the tree. Prabhupada and Gurudev were the same, and they're moved for preaching. Gurudev's mental illness. We have to So, we're going to do a podcast. We're going to do a podcast.